This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In men's college basketball, Miami held off Syracuse 62-57 yesterday in the second round of the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament. The ninth-seeded Hurricanes advanced to play top-seeded and sixth-ranked North Carolina in the first quarterfinal this afternoon. Meanwhile, Massachusetts held off a late rally from St. Joseph's for a 70-63 victory in the first round of the Atlantic 10 Conference Tournament last night. Number 12 seed UMass snapped a three-game skid and plays fifth-seeded St. Bonaventure this afternoon in a quarterfinal. Wake Forest star Tim Duncan and Gonzaga's John Stockton headline the seven-member class that will be inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame later this year. Also entering the Hall of Fame are Duke standout Jay Williams, Winston-Salem State's Cleo Hill, Indiana's Scott May, Purdue star Rick Mount, Creighton's Paul Silas, and coach Bo Ryan. Top-ranked Kansas has suspended star freshman Josh Jackson for the team's opening game of the Big 12 tournament. Jackson was punished for fleeing the scene of a minor car accident after backing into a parked vehicle February 2nd. He didn't tell Coach Bill Self about the incident until Monday. In the NHL, Boston beat Detroit 6-1. In the NBA, Milwaukee bested the Knicks 104-93. Boston topped Golden State 99-86, and Atlanta beat Brooklyn 110-105. In baseball spring training, a New York Mets split squad beat Boston 8-7 and lost to Houston 12-2. Reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello was struck on the pitching hand by Yoenis Cespedes' fourth-inning grounder during his start Wednesday for the Boston Red Sox. Meanwhile, Tim Tebow looked like a very raw rookie as he made his spring training debut with the New York Mets. The former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a hit-by-pitch against the Red Sox. Tyrod Taylor will remain the Buffalo Bills' starting quarterback after the team announced it has restructured the player's five-year contract extension. Tight end Dwayne Allen is eager to get started with the New England Patriots after Indianapolis Colts traded him on the eve of free agency. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall is staying in New York after accepting a two-year package with the New York Giants. The Jets released Marshall less than a week ago, making him eligible to sign with any team before the start of free agency on Thursday. Tony Romo is about to enter the NFL's free agent market. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the Cowboys will release Romo when the NFL year opens today. He will leave the Cowboys as the franchise leader with over 34,000 passing yards and 248 touchdowns. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.